Well, it's not called shichum because this bundle of sosayim is also called like an omer. But Torah's godish alav is also as loch of a godish. The Tanam learned like this: omer shiyesh by sosayim. If you have a bundle of wheat that has, let's say, a sosayim of wheat, so a shichum and a shichum. If you leave it over, it's not called shichum. It has to be a regular omer, a small bundle, and not a big bundle like this. It's pocket in the loch of omer. It's called like a godish already. Like the whole was silent already. Omar Rabba Barbachona Omar Rosh Lakish Charuv Hamurkav Fisaden Hashikmo. These two type of trees. Bono Lamach Lakis Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosi Rabbonim comes into this Machlekes. If you makdish the field, do you mean to include these trees also? Chos Machlekes Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosi Rabbonim. The Rabbonim Kachi, according to Rabbonim, it is Kodesh. Tibayin Yofa Makdish, you Makdish Bayin Yofa. It says now Mishnah. From Nachman Rabbi Yosi, Trebi Shimon, Tibayin Ro Makdish. So if you Makdish these trees, when you Makdish the field, the soul in this Machlekes. Tamar says, Velema, why don't you say better Machlekes, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbonin? Telling the Machlekes about Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbonin, whether you say you Makdish Bayin Yofa or Bayin Ra. Tamar says, true, but all Kamashman, and this is what I want to teach us over here, to Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Tzrilei, he also holds like Rabbi Shimon. So they both hold, even when you makdish something, you makdish it by in raw, and you did not mean to be makdish the trees and the karka underneath it. Alright, Hadron Alecha, Amaychir Esabayis. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that Ein Gimel Amar Aleph, of the Mishnah New Perek. Amaychir Esasvina, somebody sells a ship. As we got finished already with a soda, with a bayis, with a field, now we're going to a ship. Since the Rashbam says when you sell a ship, it has one halacha, whether you sell it, whether you give it for a present, or whether you makdish it. All the same halachas. Here there's no difference. That amarchres ha-tsvin, if you sell the ship, or you makdish it, or give it for a present, that marchres ha-turin, you also include the big mask, the beams that hold up the sails. V'yes ha-nes, you also include the sail itself. V'yes ha-ugin, and you also include the anchors. These things you need for the ship, they're included in the sail of a ship. V'yes kol ha-manhiginoisa, everything you need to make it go, like the oars, are also included in the sail. Avo loy mochar loy es avodim, but the crew, the servants that run it for you, they're not included in the sail of the ship. That's not part of the ship. Loy es ha-matsufim, and not the sacks that you store things in, that you put your schir in, for layas antiki, and not the rooms that you store your schir in. The rooms that you store, the pamak that you want to sell, that's not included in the sale of the ship. But over zman shomaloi hi v'choma shebetoichai, when you say you want to sell the ship and everything inside it, then harei kulu mechurin. Then even the crew is also included in the sale, then everything is included in the sale of the ship. Now the Gemara explains. Turin, what is the Turin, the first thing that it's included? Iskriya. Iskriya, which says mashk, that's the mesk. Sheporsh nolavasavilon, that's the big pole that on top of this you put the, you hang the sail on it. The Chayin Web is a posik also. Eres nolavonim loku, last size Turin alecho. And they took this Eres tree, the big cedar tree, to make a Turin. So the proof is that what do you need such a big tree for, an Eres tree? It has to be, it means the big pole that you hang the sails on. To make the sail of a ship, you need a big Eres tree. That's the Raya, Turin means this big pole. Nais, what's Nais? Adra, that's the sail itself, the sails. The Chayin, whatever the Pasuk says, Seis Berikma, in Mitzrayim Hoyo, Mifroshech, Lios Loch, Lenais, was set out to be made for a Nais, Mashma, something spread out, that's the sails itself. That's the nes. Ugin, what's the ugin? That also is included in the sail of a ship. Tani Rabbi Chiya Elu Ugin in Shalor. That's the anchors that you use to hold back to keep the ship still. The Chayin Web is also post like that. It says in Rus, Halehen Tisaberno Ada Sheyidulu Halehen. Means Te Egno Levuti Hayes Lish. Like, should I wait over so long? Like Rus was telling them, Naomi was telling Rus, and what are you waiting for? I don't have any children, I don't have any husbands for you. Don't wait. So Lashon of Teogno means Lashon of waiting. That's like the Ugnin, the anchors of the ship that makes the ship wait. That keeps the ship in place. Manhigin, what are the manhigin that's also included in the sail? Amar Rabba, Elo HaMoshitin Shalur. That's the oars, the thing we use to row with, that's also included in the sail of the ship. The Chayin Oem is also posted like this, Alunim Miboshon, also Mishret Chayich. They're made to make you move with. The boy is saying, from this postik, Vayordim and Yoseyem, Kol Toshe Mishret. That's right, that Manhigin goes on the oars. Now, turn around, but remember this. Ha-moichares ha-svina. If you sell somebody a ship, mochares iskolo. You also mean to include the iskolo, because that's all the wood. The wood that you need. Oh, no. Isra Rashi says that's the kevish shel svina. That's the plank to walk up the ship. That's also included in the sail. V'yezbor ha-mayim shebetoichoy. You also mean to include the water there. Rashi says, Neistin boi mayim ha-metukim lefi shemei ha-yam luchim. Because you can't drink the sea water. It's too salty. So on a ship, you have like a ditch there, a hole there, that you store your water. So that's necessary for the ship, so that's included in the sail. Rabbi Nosson says, ha-moichares ha-srin, if you sell a ship, stam, mochares ha-beitzis. You also mean to sell the beitzis, that's the smaller rowboats that you have on a big ship, in order to be able to row to the shore. Like the big ship stays in the middle, near a port, and then you have to use the smaller rowboats to row in. So that's also included. Sunche says a little different lashon that a mocheres hasvin, whoever sells a ship, is mocheres hadugis. He also means to sell the dugis. And Omar Rav says beitz is haina dugis. They're both the same thing. They both mean the small rowboats that you use if from a big ship to go onto the shore. Rabbi Nosson, Bavloi, Rabbi Nosson came from Bavel, Kari Lei Boitzis. He called the small ship, the small rowboats, Boitzis. Kediyam Rinshla, people say, Boitziyos of the Mation, the small rowboats of Mation. Come on, Shabbos like that, Boitzios of the Mation. Yeah. Baita the Sumchis, the Var Eretz Yisrael. Sumchis came from Eretz Yisrael. Kari Lei, he called it Dugyas. He called these small rowboats dugis. Kidafsila, the pasuk says, V'yachrischem v'siras duga. Skitza, the small ships, small boats, were called dugis. Omar Rabba says like this, Ishtoyele nechusi yama. Now we're going to a few stories over here, and since we're talking about this mission about Merkwes Aswino, and start talking about a few stories that happened on the ship when they were on the yam, in the middle of the sea. It says like this, Omar Rabba, Ishtoyele nechusi yama. The sailors told me, the people go down to the yam, they told me that high gala, the big wave, the mitzvah svina that sinks a ship, you should know, mischazi it looks, ki tzusisa denura, like a spark of a fire, a chiyusa, a white fire, bereshit ahead of it, o machinen lei via lunso, and it hits you with a stick or the piece of metal, the chokok olei that on the piece of metal is carved out, erya she'erya, ko ha'ashem tzvokos, omen omen selah, v'nayich, and then the ship rests, then it drowns the ship. That's what happens. When these big ships are drowned, first the wave comes, and then a metal stick with these things carved out on it, hits it, and then the ship drowns. Or else Rashi says, V'nayich mizof, then it rests from its anger. Then it could be forkeret. Then the wave rests from its anger. Omar Rabba says like this, Ishtoyli nechusi yoma. Also the sailors told me that Bengala Legala, what's the space from one wave to another wave? Tolosa Meya Parsi. It could be 300 parses. That's how wide it is, distance from one wave to another one. Veruma, how high are these waves? Veruma Degola, how high are the waves? Tolosa Meya Parsa. 300 parsois, very far distance. Zimnen Choda, one time, Hevi Azlinen Biuchas, one's going on the road. Vidalinen Gola, and the wave picked us up. Ad the chazina to be able to see beimavosa the kuchva zutio, like the place Rashi says shchinoi, the place where it lives, the place of the small star. That's how high up we were in the settling place of a small star. The heavenly was to us kemavros, like our boy Giyure Bizra. It was to us. Rashi Rashbam learns it was like a spark there. That was the why the Biz Rashi says, Beis Zera Arboyim Kur Shachardol, Dinofresh Michel Shel Zeroyim. That's how wide out this spark was. Kimivra, there was a lightning like that Arbog Yure Bizra, it was the width of four Gure Bizra the Chardla. That's the betting how much you could seed seeds of Chardla, of mustard seeds. It's a very wide place. Vidalin and Tfei, if it would have picked this up a little bit more, have a Maklina Mehavle, we would have been burnt from the heat of that star. But that's how high up we were. For Rami Lo Gala Kala Lachavre. And we heard the way one wave was talking to his friend, the other wave, and saying like this, Chaverti Shafkes Midi Biyamad Lo Shatfisoi. Did you leave over anything in this world that you didn't destroy yet, that you didn't shatfisoi, you didn't ruin? If you left over anything in this world, we'll do you a favor, we'll finish it off. We'll destroy it. Omalei, so one wave, the big gal in the ocean, said to the next wave, Puch, go, chazi guvra to the morach, let go see Yemes, let go see Hashem. Molei, because I have a commandment like, that molei chute chola hulo yavri, I can't go over in one part of the sand. As I have to stay in the sea, I can't go on the dry land at all. So Rashi is Rashi and Kalema. Ainli Rishus Lotte, I have no permission to go out from the water. Kamole Chutachola. Mole Reichev Chut. Mamish a small distance, I can't go on the dry land. Shinema, the Pasik says, Hoisi Lai Tiror, aren't you afraid of me? Num Hashem. And Mipne Lai Sechilu. Ashe Samti Chol Gavul Yom. Chaykarlam Levereno. I made a gvul, I made a boundary of the sea, the banks, the sand that you can't go over. That certain waves have no permission at all to go onto the dry land. Omar Rabbi said, "Ludidi to me, chaz."